With SRN News, I'm Ron Taylor. Millions in some 40 states are bracing for the impact of a dire winter storm.
Severe weather is about to hit much of the United States. National Weather Service meteorologist Frank Pereira says heavy snow is expected to cover the southern Rockies and plains through the mid-Atlantic and into the northeast.
We're looking at widespread snowfall totals of 6 inches to upwards of a foot or more in some places.
And for parts of the southern U.S., ice.
We're looking at ice accumulations that will likely exceed a quarter inch in many areas, up to perhaps even 1 inch.
Forecasters say the damage from this storm, especially areas pounded by ice, could rival a hurricane. I'm Donna Warder.
Tens of thousands of people gathered in Washington, D.C. yesterday for the 53rd annual March for Life. Vice President J.D. Vance expressed the Trump administration's support for the march and for the cause of life.
For the thousands of men and women and children, for the church groups, the school groups, the grandparents and the toddlers and everyone in between who braved this chilly Washington afternoon, all of us in the Trump administration, from the president on down, we thank you for your prayers, we thank you for your perseverance, and we thank you that for today, we are all marching for life.
The vice president said there's still much to be done to eliminate abortion. Police have arrested about 100 clergy who were demonstrating against immigration enforcement at Minnesota's largest airport. Several thousand gathered in downtown Minneapolis despite temperatures of minus 9 degrees to protest the Trump administration's crackdown. The protests are part of a broader movement against President Trump's increased immigration enforcement across the state. Labor unions and others have urged Minnesotans to stay away from work, school, and even shops. This is SRN News. Correspondent Michael Harrington reports on a U.S. ambassador defending Zionism.
Leaders of the Catholic, Orthodox, and other traditional churches in Israel are condemning what they call Christian Zionism, saying it threatens church unity. Ambassador to Israel Mike Huckabee has responded with a social media post saying, quote, "A Zionist simply accepts that the Jewish people have a right to live in their ancient, indigenous, and biblical homeland. It's hard for me to understand why every Christian would not be a Zionist." Michael Harrington reporting.
A Jewish cemetery in Libya has been flattened to make way for construction. The graveyard was located in the eastern city of Derna and is just one of many being wiped out by Libyan authorities. In fact, no Jewish people are known to live in Libya anymore. The last of them left in 2003. Jews had a long history in the country dating back to more than 2,000 years. Historians point to evidence of Jewish communities in Libya from biblical times through occupation by the Romans, the Arabs, and the Ottomans. This is SRN News. It's a major change in Virginia for some students.
Virginia's new attorney general reversing his predecessor's stance on in-state tuition for immigrants who are in the country illegally. Jay Jones filing a motion to withdraw from an agreement with the Justice Department that sought to invalidate the Virginia Dream Act of 2020. It provided in-state tuition to students meeting high school attendance requirements, regardless of immigration status. Well, the Justice Department challenged the law, claiming it discriminates against out-of-state U.S. citizens. Jason Walker reporting.
Earlier today, a massive pipe rupture had sent sewage spilling into the Potomac River. The spill earlier today is turning part of the river gray, just upriver of Washington, D.C. You'll find more details at srnnews.com. I'm Ron Taylor.